When an idea lives far beyond its birthplace, it transforms into something legendary. Here we call this the Chief's Kingdom. The expanse of those that define the Chief's spirit. Anchored smack dab in the middle of the United States, this kingdom has no earthly boundaries. From its Midwestern roots, it grows. It covers plains and deserts, rolls over seas and mountains, and rushes right into our hearts. It spans generations, races, creeds, until it finally touches the rugged landscape of our hopes and dreams. This kingdom was not built on stone or mortar, no. It was modeled on the stories of sport and valor. And each year, new chapters are etched into this never-ending saga.
20, 15, 10, touchdown!
And although there is one special place called home, wherever you hear the thunder of red and gold, wherever a hero is remembered, or another one born, wherever the will of people give life to the game, welcome, neighbor. You're in the Chief's Kingdom.
Yeah, you always get that question, when did you know you wanted to be an artist? I'm one of those people that I can't remember a time when I wasn't drawing or painting or making something.
There was no television, there are no computers, so you had to fill your time in some meaningful manner, and drawing was a good way to do that.
Start drawing cartoons, I think, in kindergarten, and I never stopped.
You know, I don't know if I should say this, but I'll be honest. My first foray into art was graffiti.
Art is my life.
Kansas City, since the age of the locomotive, has been a crossroads of imagination. And in 1972, the aesthetic footprint of Mid-America was elevated with the dawn of Arrowhead Stadium. Lamar Hunt built an architectural masterpiece, a cultural icon in the nation's heartland. A work of art in its own right, Arrowhead's tradition of design and ingenuity continues today with the Chief's Art Program.
There are many great things about Arrowhead. No doubt one of them is the iconic architecture. Having this great art collection that we're building in there is going to enhance it.
We are really endeavoring to build a very fine art collection here that is completely regional in character.
Artists from this region are inspired by the landscapes and waterways, the people and the history of a time and place.
They express something about life and something that's important to them in a totally unique way.
My name is Alan Chow. I am a fine artist, specifically painting. I am originally from Malaysia. Being an artist is not a serious profession in this society. So I'm always forced to go against the grain. I have to force myself to continue pursuing my dreams, even though everybody else tells me otherwise.
I was born in Nebraska, sort of a typical farming country. I liked art. It also allowed me to kind of record the things in my surroundings. Art's been with me for a long time. No, painting and being an artist is a long ways from where my family was as farmers, but I think my task or responsibility is to carry on some of the values that I learned. So in a sense, the open spaces of the Midwest and the plains are just in my roots. I like to see the distant horizon. I love the changes in the weather and the forecast and the cloudscapes. That's what I try to represent.
Hi, my name is Charlie Poderbarek. I'm a Kansas City cartoonist. It all started in Kansas City, Kansas, on Strawberry Hill. It's one of those things that I had the inner cartoonist, and it finally came out eventually. Well, cartooning is kind of a self-taught style. There's no really cartooning school, so I majored in advertising journalism, always inserted my cartoons in my work, got a job as an art director in a magazine, inserted my cartoons in the magazine, started doing Cowtown for the Star magazine in 1984. And just years and years of drawing, doodling, painting, sketching. Every morning when I wake up, I want to draw. I need to draw. If I was in another job, I'd probably still be drawing, or I'd get fired, and then I'd have to draw. So it's one of those things you can't explain. And if you're an artist, you just need to do it.
I'm Elliot Norquist. I am a sculptor, mainly work in steel. I grew up in Kansas City, and I basically almost couldn't read. I was a dyslexic and had a really rough time in school with all the other stuff. So I had the advantage, in a way, of not being a very good reader, because there's a whole new language. There's the language of making things and placing things. Once you realize that you have a unique voice or perspective, and that the way you think about pieces and the way you make pieces is like poetry, and you have the ability to be the poet, I just feel guilty if I'm sitting around not working on something.
People just call me Jesse Small. I am a sculptor working in metal and porcelain. My first foray into art was graffiti. Definitely of the mural kind. I wasn't just going around tagging everywhere. So there's all these little concrete channels all over the place in Los Angeles, which are perfect for doing murals because, you know, nobody cares. I was in a group of kids who were very rebellious, but in a kind of constructive way. And then when it came time to kind of choose what I was going to really do, I just got a great offer from the Kansas City Art Institute. And people were like, where? You know? And I was really excited about that kind of response. I started a gallery in the West Bottoms. I was doing a lot of architectural metalwork, railing, tables. I was working with every antique dealer in town. I was always getting thrown into group shows. I realized how fortunate I was to have had that really rich, just right at your doorstep, art scene.
I'm Lisa Grossman. I'm a painter and printmaker from Lawrence, Kansas, originally from Pennsylvania. Like so many others, I came to Kansas City to work for Hallmark Cards. Decided it was time to try my hand at pursuing painting and printmaking full time. So in 1996, I moved to Lawrence and discovered that the Kansas River was flowing through practically my backyard. But there are very few spots, actually, that you can see any distance. You can't see more than one bend at a time. 2002, I was flying back from Los Angeles on a commercial flight. And as the plane was coming in low over Lawrence, I had the window seat, as I often do with my cameras, and I'm shooting out the windows and zooming in on my house. And we passed over the Kansas River at, it was just about sunset, and it was one of those, you know, searing moments. I thought, I just need to see more of that. I need to see all of it. So I began flying the entire length of the river on a regular basis. I've taken thousands of photos and lots of video that I use in the studio for these river pieces.
The winding path of every artist is unique, and at some point, each chooses to answer a life calling. But these creators heard another call to steer their course, this one from the center of the Chief's Kingdom.
We sent out a call for artists last June.
The process was tried to be very as open as possible and invitational, and then through a lot of discussion of committees, there was a narrowing down.
I honestly didn't think that the council members were going to want to look at all 270 submissions. And to the council's credit, they said, you know, we really have to see every piece. We don't know what we have not seen.
I remember we had to walk through looking at every single piece of art. We had to rank the artists, why this one and what, and not that one.
There were so many artists with such extraordinary quality. And there was spirited conversation. Every artist was given a very thoughtful and careful look.
You know, you select your artists or these artists and you say, well, these are my favorite. Then you get in the room and it's like, oh, really? Why did they pick that one? And then as you talk about it, the rationale behind it comes out, and then it winds up being somewhat of a democratic process, a fluid process that really got us to where we are today.
There are artists that have a sensibility that really addresses what Kansas City, what the region is about. And I think that is what you will see at Arrowhead.
Chief's Kingdom is brought to you by Farmland, passion for pork since 1959. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official health care provider of the Chiefs.
Now, what's been interesting about this is, what does regional mean?
We struggle with that a bit. How do you really define regional artists? Are there people who paint about the physical characteristics of the area? Are they people who only live in the area?
It was important to focus on our Chiefs Kingdom, our six-state area, as our base.
And we decided to really broaden that definition so that it can be people who have focused on regional aspects like landscape or cultural aspects.
There are new immigrants from other countries who are selected as artists. There were people with long-standing multi-generational connections to the Midwest. It's multifaceted, it's multi-layered. Artists are looking toward the history and the future of the people in the region.
And I was thinking about the heritage of the Kansas City Chiefs and the reference to the Native Americans in this area, and I wanted to pay some respect to that. So the light bulb that went off in my head was dream catchers. Each dream catcher is unique. That is so much like a team that couldn't be all over the same. That'd be like having a team where everybody was a quarterback. You know, that's not going to work at all. Then I came up with the idea of a large steel structure that would be somewhat like a big circular chandelier suspending these dream catchers. My hope is that it will literally bring good fortune to this team.
I'm always roaming around looking for inspiration and never know where that will come from. I spend a lot of time driving around the countryside taking photographs. It's also from those things that I recall from when I was a youngster and things I may have seen yesterday. I'm much different than most oil painters or acrylic painters. I work in layers, many thin layers of paint. These pieces are an exciting project for me. I can feel like I can step into the paintings and become a part of them as I'm working on them. So it's a fun and challenging project.
I've done a lot of Chiefs cartoons over the years in Cowtown, and I've done two Chiefs greeting cards, so I did have a loose affiliation, and I really wanted to be a part of this. The process begins with a pencil sketch. It's almost like a wrestling match. Pieces and parts move around. I've got a lot of interaction, a lot of visual puns, a lot of long-winded stories about the Chiefs, one being Lamar and H.O. Bartle negotiating to get the Chiefs in Kansas City, and it came down to a coin flip. I was like, oh, I got to put that in. It's kind of a pop art because it's crazy contrasting colors with a hard black line like cartooning.
That serpentine is an area out near DeSoto, Kansas, and that's one of my favorite bends. For obvious reasons, it's just this magnificent symmetry of the river there. I've done many paintings that are a mere 6 inches square, but this is the most extreme vertical, I would say. So there's lots of sky there and emphasis on the horizon and the extreme sense of space, immensity, distance. It was actually kind of a fun challenge to work with that river shape and keep it in that extreme vertical format.
I'm a minimal artist. I do very simple shapes with a lot of space around them, but they're really kind of about those spaces. You're trying to build something that enhances or talks about its surroundings. And that's what I'm trying to do with this piece here, to say something about the colors of all those NFL division rivals, but then I want to make the shapes to accentuate the colors. When you see it first, you sort of go, huh? And then you began to see what it does to that wall. They want to make sense of it right away. And my stuff takes a little bit more time.
The best thing to approach this is to go into the studio, figure out what's inspiring to you, and just start pushing paint around. That's how I do it. The more risks and the more mistakes I make, the better the painting is. This commission for the Chiefs is by far the largest project I've ever dealt with. Spent a whole week just putting primer on those three large canvases. From the ground to finished product, I had my hands dirty in it, and I love it. This bridge in particular has a very, very important history in Kansas City. And at the same time, it's nice to have the Kansas City skyline. Reminds the Chiefs fans how blessed we are to be in Kansas City. I'm able to provide them a window to just soak in the history and also the richness in culture, sports, arts, all that we have to offer in Kansas City before you guys make it to the game.
A contemporary artist brings their perspective to anything they do. And so having living artists engage in the process of thinking art that would be displayed in this stadium is just amazing.
The fact that it is a legacy piece and it's going to be in, which is now like a museum for Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, it's a big deal.
It certainly is a first for me to have a piece in a football stadium. That's a new one.
My name just being in the stadium for many, many decades to come.
I would have never dreamed it.
They'll be viewed by a lot of people, and hopefully some of those people will be inspired by the work.
But it's interesting to find art in places where you're not normally supposed to. And I think this is really the great challenge and the great opportunity that seeing art at Arrowhead will bring to Kansas City.
The Chiefs Art Program debuted in 2013 to celebrate regional art and inspire cultural dialogue. This growing collection can now touch individuals of all ages and walks of life on any day of the week, and even Sunday.
Football fans are a great audience, actually, to have, because they're excited to be here. So you're catching people at a great time of their day.
There's just an energy, game day energy, when people are all sort of buzzing, that's pretty infectious no matter what.
The stadium is part of the fabric of Kansas City.
I'm sure it's a great surprise visually to have all the regional important artists that have this great collection that the Kansas City Chiefs have up on the wall.
Seeing it in a familiar setting where they might not normally see it or think of encountering, it's going to be a surprise.
I think it gives them another thing to enjoy on game day or even during the week if they're out there for an event. And as the collection evolves, it'll be fun for fans to see the new things that have been added over the next couple of years.
If we've done our jobs well as artists, then we've tapped into the spirit of this location and to what's going on here. And that's going to come through in the artwork.
Collaborating, sharing our passions, and bringing a community to higher standards is, I think, what we're all striving for. And this project is a testament to that.
Arrowhead has always been a cultural landmark for Kansas City, but now there is a strong connection between art and sports. I think it's always been there. I think the excitement of the human experience encompasses a wide range of experiences. People can ask me, what's the connection between art and sports? And I can proudly now say to them, go to Arrowhead Stadium and you'll see firsthand.
Chiefs Kingdom is brought to you by Farmland, passion for pork since 1959. Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. And the University of Kansas Hospital, the official health care provider of the Chiefs. The Chiefs Kingdom is a symphony of moments, images, connections, and each snapshot tells a story of her adventure. Arrowhead is special to every fan, even the stadium architect. As it turns out, it was designed that way.
I think the sexiest thing about the stadium is the spiral ramps and the look that the spiral ramps give the whole stadium. Instead of just having a big wall, it connects the stadium to the ground and it connects the flow of the people to the upper levels. It fits in with the fluidity of the rest of the stadium.
On the next Chiefs Kingdom.
The first time I met him was actually watching Anchorman. And I said, who is that?
I miss your laugh!
He's so perfectly cast for that role.
You gotta see this guy perform.
The first thing I saw him do was stand up.
First time I saw Dave on film, I'll be honest, I've not.
65 toss power trap.